You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You ever have one of those days?
You know, when you're just cruising along and then suddenly completely lost. All of a sudden, nothing makes any kind of sense and you have to start again. That's happened to me just the once. The day that I died.
Somewhere else. Where am I?
I'm not sure. I think it's your head or your memory or something. Kind of empty.
Did something happen?
You really don't remember?
I think there was an accident.
That's the last thing you remember.
This is weird.
We've barely started. Do you recognise me?
Should I?
Give it time. I need to wake up now. I just wanted to introduce myself. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
Wait, what's your name?
Hey, where am I? I want to talk to somebody.
Sit down, the floor will do.
Woman in a suit. Right, Wait, this is some freaky dream state or something, isn't it? I'm in a coma.
No, you're just dead. Now listen carefully, this is the box, the place souls come to after death. Any stories you may have heard about milk and honey, everlasting peace and such is a fabrication. It is important that you accept this quickly, so your efficiency is not impaired.
Efficiency?
Yes, you will become a member of the workforce. I am your administrator. I ensure the smooth running of this facility.
Facility for what?
That is none of your concern. You work. That is all you need to know.
This is mental.
That feeling will pass quickly. Work takes the mind off such thinking. Now stand up and follow me. We will start you on the lower levels.
Oh, it's hot.
This is level one. If you work well, you will be promoted to a higher level, further away from the furnaces.
How many levels are there?
1,000.
Workers?
Millions. Souls come here from all over the universe and from all times. One thing we are never short of is dead people.
Oh, hello, Administrator. Nice day for a shift, isn't it?
This is your workspace. I would ignore the worker beside you. He has recently been demoted due to inappropriate behaviour.
What can I say? I like a wonder.
Indeed. Your shift starts now.
Right you are, ma'am. Seeing you. Hello, you're new.
Matthew. Been here long?
Longer than I'd like. I'm Dave, by the way. Just dead, are you?
Suppose so.
Well, normally it'd be my job to show you how to work the machines around here, but today is your lucky day.
I died today. It's not seeming too lucky so far.
Oh, that's all about to change in, ooh, 3, 2... Get down!
What was that?
That was something I set up 2 years ago finally kicking in. Follow me.
Where are we going?
All the way to heaven, my friends. Come on. Ladies, let's get moving.
Who's this?
New guy, Matthew. Thought we'd take him along.
That's not fair. He didn't have anything to do with the plan.
Neither did you until you overheard us, remember? We didn't have much use for a spoiled pixie princess.
Whoa.
Why is he staring at me like that?
2 feet tall.
Everyone is just fascinated with my size today. I will have you know I am the tallest princess in my family for 3 generations.
And you're green.
So? I think this one is a defective.
Might be best to leave him.
His name's Matthew and he's coming along.
Fine. I've convinced my dorm mates that they're giving away free promotions on level 2. The supervisors should be too busy there to notice us.
Where are we going?
The docks. Now be a good lad and try and keep your questions to yourself till we get there.
We've got 15 minutes alone while my supervisor checks on the explosion. You better be able to do this, Dave. I've earned a lot of trust with 3 years washing the docks. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that ends up down here.
Oh, there she is.
What the hell is that?
What does it look like?
Big cube of fog.
That's my cloud. I'll ride out of here.
All aboard.
Goodbye, sweatshop. I swear, my poor hands will never be the same again.
If I see another mop, I'm going to stick it right up.
Come on.
I'm not just walking into a cloud. That drop must be 100 feet.
Get in.
Hey, don't push.
Look, I put up with you so far because I want it out. But if you don't back down now, I swear I'm going to jam you into something small and leave you there.
I will not be spoken to like that, you grubby little TARDIS. But enough if I have to put up with your giant feet clamping around me. I mean, what male will look twice at a female who dresses in so much black? And why are you so lumpy?
That's muscle. Where I come from, our genetics are programmed to be perfect. All those lumps keep me strong and fit.
I'm looking like a horse with thick mascara.
Right, come here.
Enough. I've told you where we're going and it's final.
Ugh. What happened? What's going on? Stay back.
Whoa, steady. We're all friends here. Quiet, Sal.
I thought I'd dreamed this.
Sorry. We missed introductions before. The Marilyn Manson fan with a serious expression over there is Kyra.
You're dead too, I suppose.
Yeah.
Even though she claims in her time, people are genetically programmed to be perfect.
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to have to look at you, but we all have our problems, don't we?
And the little firecracker over there is...
I am Princess Alima Devar. I gave up my life as a sacrificial virgin. Well, sacrificial anyway.
I just call a cell.
I am Tor Bloodcry.
What are you supposed to be?
I am a vacuum warrior. What job did you have in your life that required you to be so runtish?
I don't remember much. I mean, this morning I think I had cornflakes and there was a chat show thing about women who are surrogate parents for their sisters-in-law's ex-wives or something, and there was a girl in my head.
Just the one? I have many girls in my head. That is the only thing which kept me company on those long hours alone in the docks.
That's disgusting.
Don't worry, Matt. It can take a bit of time for your memories to catch up with you.
Let's say I believe all this. What's your story?
Me? No. Hit by a bus.
Nasty.
Well, that's all right. Didn't bother me too much.
What?
Well, see, my situation's a bit complicated. I've been kicking about life for a little while and I was getting bored. Quite fancied heading back home. It was kind of a relief, really. You know how it's like at the end of a holiday. All you really want is your own bedding to check if there's anything interesting in the post.
Dave's an angel. So he says.
An angel?
Yep. Born and bred.
You don't really look like an angel.
I've got the wings and everything. I just don't like to wear them too often. You have to lie down on your front when you've got wings and that presses right on your bladder.
This is insane. I'm in a coma or some kind of delusional state. And somewhere people are deciding whether to turn the machine off or not. Hey, I'm still here. You wake me up now.
Take it easy there, guy. This is hard for everyone.
Right, sure. If I just go along with the dream like a good boy, Jessica Alba will turn up or something. I mean, where's this supposed to be anyway? What's with all the shiny metal and smoke?
This is my cloud. Every angel has one to travel in. Saves a lot of time flying in, and, well, it's the only thing that can pass between the afterlives.
Afterlife's plural.
Sure. Heavens, hells, purgatories, they're all over the place. There's even somewhere meant purely for maths teachers and dentists.
Is that a heaven or hell?
Well, depends how much you fancy daily algebra sessions and sugar-free meals.
Tell him the best bit.
This might not be the time, Kyra. He's upset enough already.
I still say we should be going to my heaven first. I'm the only one here who has willingly given up my life for others. I should have been surrounded by hordes of oiled-up young men with handfuls of pleasure berries years ago.
And there's a mental picture we can all enjoy. Dave's taking us to hell.
What? No, not hell full stop. Our hell. My mate's hell.
It's not natural to have mates in hell.
Hey, I'm an angel, not a saint. Barry and I go way back. Just because our bosses are competing for the same customers, it didn't mean we couldn't, well, have a drink once in a while.
Barry?
Barlbub the Terrible and Obscene. He's a pretty high-level devil.
I still say this is a bad idea. We've only just got out of one hell.
Oh, the box isn't a hell.
You didn't spend 3 years mopping up other people's dung.
The box is a kind of holding area. It used to be you'd die and you'd form an orderly queue, wait a few decades and then finally get assigned to your proper afterlife. Somehow that's been turned into some kind of eternal work camp. Anyway, I need to see Barry because he's bound to have some recent afterlife maps. Once I've picked those up, I can take you all to the places you're supposed to be.
Are we there?
No, Matt. We just have to go a bit slower here. Take a look at that window.
What is this?
The graveyards.
Like I said, an afterlife for everyone. You usually get what you expect or what you think you deserve. The graveyards are for all those people who believe there was nothing after death, so, well, that's what they get.
There must be millions out there.
The supervisors in the box send people to the graveyards if they cause too much trouble.
And it's really filling up. That there is the worst way to go, Matt. Nothing. Forever. Oblivion.
None of this is real.
Believe it. Don't believe it. Whatever. I'm going for a lie down.
What's wrong with her?
I'd imagine Kyra expected to end up there herself. She committed suicide.
This is just delightful. I especially like what they've done with the rock spewing blood. I hate being dead.
Stay close. If we're attacked, I'll protect you.
My hero.
So, this is hell.
One of them, yeah.
Hot, isn't it? Stay back. Enemies are approaching.
Relax, Tor. That's just a welcoming party.
Plus, none of this is real, so it doesn't make any difference.
That's going to get annoying really quickly. They're coming a little fast, don't you think? Are those knives they're carrying?
One of them's got a spoon. Everyone behind me, I'll grind their bones into dust and pull the fingernails out one by one. Then I'll let the nails grow back and then I can pull them out again. And I'll keep doing that until I have enough for a castle. A castle made of fingernails. Then...
So I'm going to grab a rock.
Dave, I'm not so sure of yourself now, are you, Matthew? Look, everyone, it's fine. Really, I am totally sure.
Sort of sure. Get ready.
I'm doing under die, that is. I'm doing under that, Dave. I'm not supposed to die in bed with three men, at least.
Dave.
Barry?
Quiet.
Barry, I hardly recognised you. Is that a new horn?
Like it. Took me a century to grow this, baby.
It's very handsome. Makes you look really unholy.
Thank you. So what brings you to my little corner of eternal damnation?
Well, I just got myself out of a sticky situation. I was hoping you had some afterlife maps kicking around. I've lost mine.
Same old Dave. Come on, bring your friends. We can relax in the Infernal Palace while I look at those maps for you.
Come on, folks.
Well, he seems nice.
He's still a devil.
I would have thought he'd be just your type, but with all that black that you wear.
So, no fingernails for me then?
Not right now, Tord. Stick close though, would she? One of those imp things over there keeps giving me hungry looks.
Can't see why they'd want you anyway. There's no meat on you.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm a delicacy.
Go too far, Dave.
It's not my fault they didn't have a sense of humour. I mean, if you get drunk with Genghis Khan and he falls asleep right beside you and there's a pair of scissors there, you have to give him a stupid beard, don't you?
You can go visit him if you like. We've got him bubbling in lava at the moment. He used to be chained to a beehive in the palace, but it was right outside my bedroom and the screaming kept me up all night. Anyway, feel free to take a walk around, everyone. That's where you'll find the pool of everlasting torment. The door to your left leads to the whipping grounds. And the stairs at the back you can watch my chief torturer removing teeth and nails. He's very good.
Oh, nails.
Wait, don't go without me. You're the biggest one here and I look far too tasty to be left alone.
Hey, do you want to come take a look at those maps?
You two alright here?
It's hell. What's the worst that can happen?
That's the spirit. Catch you later.
So, what's it like where you come from? It's nice to see goths haven't gone out of fashion. So do you get bling? Like, bling made out of stardust or something?
Nobody dresses like me there. I found a file from where you come from. The style appealed to me.
Right. I suppose if you're all genetically perfect, it's kind of novel to dress down a bit. Not that I think you're dressed down, it's just... Never mind.
You blabber a lot.
I think I'm doing okay. Dave mentioned at the graveyards that you did something to yourself. I just wanted you to know it's cool. You know, it's not like I would think anything of
it. Given I met you about 5 minutes ago, I think it's pretty arrogant to think I care about your opinion, especially since you half think none of this exists and you're just playing the odds by acting the nice guy.
Hey, hang on.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. I can't help you. I'm just passing through. This can't actually happen. There's no way. Do I know you? I don't remember anything from before. I'm sorry.
Oh, going for a break, are you?
Good technique, that. I'll remember that the next time I'm stripping nails.
What is this thing you have with nails?
What is it, Abinobi? Muffin wasn't a good one.
There are far more enjoyable pastimes out there, you know?
You're quite naughty for a small wench, aren't you, Princess?
Well, if you like something, you like it, and I really like it.
What are you doing with my leg?
Oh, come on now. I've seen how you look at me, those narrowed eyes.
I have an eyesight problem, and you're very low down.
Oh. Well, that's another disappointment to add to the list.
What was it like being a princess?
I haven't stopped, you know, just because I died. It was wonderful. I spent every day riding and listening to music and talking to the prettiest boys in the kingdom. I miss it.
But you gave up your life for your people. I gave up my life for my chieftain. Saved him from an arrowhead to his heart.
Ooh, impressive.
No more than your sacrifice.
Well, yes. Yes, I'm all about other people.
Help me!
You know, it's getting a little fragrant in here. I might open a window. Quite a view. Hang on, is that...
Princess, the torture is back, and he...
What? Oh, hello. Isn't it a lovely day for some torture? Don't worry, I didn't see anything else like an old dog bee. I'll just be up now and leave it to you.
Kyra, what are you doing down there? Something weird just happened.
Shh.
This might be important.
Quiet.
Hey, there's no need to... Ow!
Keep it down. Look, over there.
What? The open door?
Inside.
Hang on. That's...
That's a supervisor from the box.
What's he doing here?
Well, he's either visiting a friend or we're in trouble.
You don't think Barry called them, do you?
Oh, no. Why would Barry the devil betray us?
We should warn the others.
You believe this is actually happening, then?
I'll go with it for now.
Good enough. Come on.
I have to say, mate, this is the best collection of maps I've ever seen.
Things have changed a bit here in the afterlives. I'm doing business with quite a few others. I have to keep the maps up to date to keep track of my customers.
Oh, yeah? What kind of business are you in?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Dave, we have to go. There's a supervisor here and we think the devils have sold us out.
Yeah, let's shout that out in front of Barry, Matthew. Great job.
Oh, bugger.
What are you two on about? Barry and I go way back. He wouldn't sell us out.
Well, that isn't strictly true, old friend.
Same old business, huh?
Absolutely. Lying, cheating. I am a devil, remember?
People really should listen to me.
What do you get out of this?
Like I said, Dave, a lot's changed. The supervisors run most of the afterlives now. We keep them happy, they stay out of our hells and keep us in fresh souls. It's a nice arrangement.
Well, it's been nice catching up. I think we'll be going now.
Sorry, but that's not going to happen. The administrator herself is going to pick you all up. You must be important. Personally, I'm hoping they leave me the goth girl. I smell a lot of guilt on her. That could be fun.
Screw you.
Plenty of time for that. Promise. Now come along.
Fabulous work, Dave. Let's go to hell. I know someone there. We're the best of friends. He's like a brother. A big, red, ugly brother with horns who tied us up.
I still can't believe it. Why would Barry strike a deal with the administrator? He's always just been happy torturing souls. Oh, things are much simpler in the olden days. I don't like this progress business.
Can we stop chattering and start thinking a way out of here?
I don't see how, Kyra. Even my mighty arms can't snap these ropes.
I'm just thinking myself lucky they didn't hook us up with some of that designer bondage gear they've got in the other room.
They don't want to hurt us. Apparently we're valuable to the administrator. I can't see why.
At least you're headed back to the box. I've got an eternity of bedsheets and Captain Horn to look forward to.
All this talk of bedsheets and bondage reminds me of a time.
No!
No, wait!
Princess, I don't think now's the time for one of your stories.
Listen, I once knew a baron who had some interesting tastes. He was a spiritualist and taught me all sorts of ways to bend and...
Right, can someone kick her close and I'll stick my foot in her mouth?
And if I can bend into position number 15... there, I'm free.
I saw a man bend like that once. But he was stuck under a cart. It was messy.
Yes. Well, it's all in practice. The first time I tried it, I jammed my ear right into his...
Sow!
Oh, fine. Commoners have no patience, I swear.
Ow, watch out.
Right,
Let's go.
We probably shouldn't just run out with half of hell in our heels, mate.
Ah, right. Well, I could fight off the first 100 demons who came after us, but I'd be hard-pressed after that.
It's all right. I've got an idea.
Fine. I'll go grab a map so you get us out of here. We'll meet back at the cloud.
Okay, everyone ready? Please, I could do this in my sleep.
I can handle my part.
All of hell is controlled from one little room. I thought the devil was supposed to be cunning.
Concentrate. You've got the main job.
Oh, yeah. Pushing a button really tests all my skills to the limit.
Long as it isn't too much for you. Okay, Sal, you're up.
Come on, Thor.
Don't pull so hard. The chain's really short.
So silly. I've got a soul here ready to be punished. What thought your room is free?
Yes, I deserve to be whipped. Punish me.
Get ready. Hey! I'm supposed to meet Barry here. He's so forgetful. I think it's his horns.
Go! Now!
I'm going. Oh, come on. One button. One for everything.
Push it!
Crap!
Move!
Administrator, it's a pleasure.
You have them?
All tied up, ready to go.
Good.
So I can expect...
We will send 100 workers to you as payment. They were going to be sent to the graveyards anyway.
Excellent. My thanks.
I will prepare our ship to transport the prisoners.
You, seem to be going to a lot of trouble over a few unimportant escapees.
So it would seem.
Now that is interesting. Maybe I should have another quick look at them.
Maybe I can save you some trouble then, mate. You know the things I've done, Barry.
Apparently your shipmates don't.
Let's keep it that way. Oh, I'm sorry. It took you a century to grow that horn, didn't it? I'm taking the maps now. You're going to wait until we're gone before you tell the administrator what's happened.
You won't get past the guards. What?
I think your guards are going to be a little busy. It always takes a while to round up escaped souls.
You won't be able to run forever.
There are a lot of afterlives out there.
I'll be seeing you soon, Dave.
You better hope not. Thanks for the present.
Enjoy it. I'm the other one that left you.
Guys, I've got the maps.
What about all the souls we set free?
Sorry, love, no time. We need to get out of here now.
Did you have any trouble?
Nah, I just swiped when Barry wasn't looking.
You're a really strange angel, do you know that?
None of us are as perfect as you lot think we are. Well, except for Gabriel, of course. He's always been a bit of a goody two-shoes. Okay, ow!
What's wrong?
They locked it!
What? How do you lock a cloud?
I don't know. Hang on.
I don't think we can hang very long, Dave.
They're getting closer.
You're the warrior. Do something.
Yes, well...
What?
I'm not quite as great a warrior as I made out. It's how I got my name.
Your name's Thor Bloodcry?
Yes, that's because I cry when I see blood.
But what about your chieftain? You saved him.
Tripped over the carpet. It was really bad luck that I just fell in front of the arrow. I saved Chieftain Ars by accident. I think I only would have got into Valhalla on a technicality.
Chieftain Ars? You served a guy called Chieftain Ars?
Over time, Matt.
Great. So we've got an angel that can't fly, a Viking from Emmerdale Farm, a Sarky Goth, a Green Smurf, and me. But the last fight I got into was when I was in high school.
Did you win?
No. We've all lost fights, mate.
Not to a girl from the maths club.
Everyone inside. It's going to be a bit of a rough takeoff, I'm afraid.
Still with me then?
I don't understand any of this.
Things aren't supposed to be this way.
I figured that out quite early on.
This isn't fair. Everything's totally screwed up and I can't remember a thing.
How did I die?
It's in here somewhere. You're going to have to look.
Why don't you just tell me?
Because it doesn't work that way.
Then what use are you? Just get out of my head.
No. We're not done. You're stuck with me until the end, Matthew.
I'll get the others to help me then.
No. You can't trust them.
What?
You're going to leave them behind. Like it or not, Matthew, I am the only friend you've got.
Up and about, mate.
What?
Up you get.
Oh, sorry. I think I puked.
Don't worry about it. We're here.
Where's here?
Heaven.
This isn't massively impressive, you know, Dave?
I mean, it's pretty enough, I suppose, with the clouds and the golden waterfalls and everything. I just expected that there would be something to do in heaven.
There aren't even any wenches. I wanted to see some angel wenches. Oh, I wager they have beautiful fingernails.
No, this is all wrong.
Why is it empty? I know there's supposed to be a strict door policy and all, but it can't all be that bad.
It shouldn't be. There should be fanfares and parties and singing. They've all gone.
Well, there's nobody home now.
Can we go to my heaven now, please?
Got a feeling it'd be just the same as this one, Sal. Barry said the afterlives had all changed.
You think all the heavens are like this? Even Valhalla?
What's this?
It's a little golden ball. Looks like a Christmas tree bauble.
That's a cherub message ball. Quick, rub it.
Ah, the times I've said that. Should it be floating like that?
Shh! If you are listening to this message, you've arrived too late. The heaven which was once here has been moved to a safer space. There are enemies in the afterlife who seek to do us harm. God left a long time ago and has not provided us with any further instructions, so we have taken matters into our own hands. If you wish to find us, search the afterlives, but show care. Nothing is as safe as it used to be.
What do we do now?
It probably isn't safe to stay here too long.
Dave?
Yeah, let's go. We'll need to find a heaven that's safe.
I love that, Dick. How many heavens are out there?
Infinite number, so?
But that means we could be searching forever.
Never mind. Could be fun.
Besides, I doubt you'll make it that long before one of us sends you to the graveyard.
Muzzle-bound freak. Spoiled slut.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be great fun.
If there are infinite afterlives, can we find the one where there's lots of wenches with fine fingernails? I'd like that.
Tor, what kind of accent is that anyway?
They got away.
Yes. I'm sorry. I can make it up to you. I'll send a horde of demons to find them.
I have a backup plan already in place.
Oh?
One of the escapees is working for me. I'll be able to track them easily enough, and eventually they'll be back in the box. And our work will be complete.
Yes. You still haven't told me exactly what that work is.
No, I haven't.
Which one is the spy? You won't be so smug when I have them all to myself. Let's see how Dave likes my little surprise. This should be fun.
Hey, eating sustainably is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
This episode contains violence and mature themes. Please listen responsibly.
19 Nocturne Boulevard. Your address for suspenseful stories of the speculative, strange, and supernatural.
Tonight's episode is Karma. Written by Julie Hoverson, sound and mastering by Jason Zippe.
Did you have any trouble finding it? What do you mean, what kind of a place is it? Why, it's a modern apartment. Can't you tell?
morning. Oh, and here I thought you didn't recognize me. Wake up! Wake up!
Don't touch me!
Oh, that's not the Billy Boy I know. Where are you, Teddy, today? How did Grace know you? Tammy?
How do you... What do you know about them?
I know you treated them just the way you treated me. But they never got the chance to pay you back.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, not yet, you're not. But you'd never think I could still play a mean naughty.
You shouldn't be here.
You thought. You saw to that, didn't you? Getting ready to dump me. To walk away. Just like you did with all the others.
How?
I found your scrapbook. You really shouldn't keep records. They're kind of damning.
What about cops?
Oh, I've never been one to share my man. When you wanted to be my man, didn't you? The be-all and end-all.
I don't like sharing either.
I know. You didn't want to share Glenda, Dawn, Crystal, Beverly, Kim, Julie.
You made your point!
But there's still dozens.
You want money?
What would I do with money? I don't have anything left to buy.
I could give it all back.
I want back something else you took from me.
What?
Blood.
Blood?
Blood. Ah! Ooh, bet you never thought I'd be able to do that, either.
Someone will hear.
Oh, of course they won't. You would never, ever live in an apartment where the neighbors could hear your little games. That wouldn't be any fun, now would it?
What are you gonna do?
Haven't decided yet. It would be a little hard to pay you back. Stroke for stroke. But that's a start. Damn! I can't seem to keep hold of anything very long. Maybe it's because of what you did to my hand.
I'm sorry!
Such a little lawyer.
I'm a victim, too.
Oh, I've only just started.
No, I mean, I was abused. I was abused as a child.
Really?
Molested by my uncle, Larry.
Funny how that happens. A woman grows up with something like that, and if she recovers at all, she usually decides to help other victims, to fight for their rights or talk them through it.
I could do that.
Ha! When a man claims abuse, it's almost always to excuse some heinous crime.
But I was!
And I don't care! You know, it must be something in the testosterone. That's it! If we get rid of that... Oh, where'd that knife go?
No!
Oh, don't worry. You might even survive it. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That wouldn't stop me. I'd still enjoy everything else.
I'm sure. That's why I would never leave you like that. Ah, there it is. Do you even remember me? What you did to me?
Of course I remember. I brought you home with me. And we got... intimate.
You only remember that because it's the same with every woman. Every woman in your damn book. I saw the pictures. You don't remember me. What you said to me. What you did to me. I wasn't even important to you, was I?
You'll have a whole page in my book.
And my name? I didn't think so.
I'm so sorry.
Really?
It's really not my fault.
Not your fault?
No! It's not really my fault. No. I really can't help myself. The urge comes over me and then... Oh, and then...
And then there's all that cleaning up.
Yes, yes, yes.
You could turn yourself in.
No! I never make it in jail. I don't do well with pain.
You're still bleeding.
I almost forgot. Kathy!
What?
Kathy, your name. Kathy.
Yes.
Will you forgive me now?
I'll forgive you before I leave. There's still some work to do.
Work?
Let's see. What else did you do to me? Oh, the hand! Right.
And the freak!
I thought you wanted me to remember you!
Oh, I just wanted you to know my name so you could beg.
Kathy! Please, Kathy! Stop, Kathy, stop!
When I begged, what did you do?
I couldn't help myself!
Oh, that's a good answer! I'll use it too.
Why not just kill me?
That would be so simple. How could I ever forgive you that way?
So you're not going to?
I don't want to hurt you anymore.
Oh, good. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
But I can't help myself.
Ah! Help! Help!
They can't actually hear you, can they? They wouldn't have heard me.
It's the cops! It's the cops!
And I'm worried? Ha! Let them come in. It's not like I'll go to prison.
They'll stop you.
I can still kill you before they get through the door. Oh, but it would be funny if they tried.
What if I promised to never do it again?
You'd lie.
I swear. I swear.
Shut up.
Police! There's the guy.
Hello.
What's that smell?
Why's he tied up and...
Take it outside. You, check the bedroom.
Body. A woman.
Shit. Anyone alive in here?
Nope.
No sign of anyone.
But he's still steaming. He can't have been killed more than a second ago.
And it can't exactly be suicide. Trust him like a turkey and all.
Thanks for the insight. Where's the ME?
On his way.
You said there was a woman?
In the bedroom. It's bad. Found some ID.
Right. Barb.
Yeah?
Take this. Find the next of kin for one, Kathy Wellington.
Now that you know how to find us, don't be a stranger. We have enough of those already. But one less. This episode, Karma, was written by Julie Hoverson, and sound and mastering was done by Jason Zippe. In this episode, Kathy was Beverly Poole. The victim was Jack Kincaid of Edict Zero. And the three police were Renaud LaBeouf, Julie Hoverson, and Jason Zippe. All music in this episode was from Incompetech.com. The cover art for this episode was by Brett Coolstock. Sound effects were found on Soundsnap.com and Sonomic.com and OneSoundFX.com. The opening theme was by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. The opening credits featured Cole Hornaday, Renaud LaBeouf, and Julie Hoverson. All persons, places, and events in this story were fictitious or used in a fictitious manner and are not meant to reflect any persons, places, or things, living, dead, or undead. Questions? Comments? We would love to hear from you. Contact us at 19nocturne@live.com. That's 19nocturne. Or check out our website at www.19nocturneboulevard.com. Or join us in the 19 Nocturne Boulevard Forum over at audiodramatalk.com. This presentation is copyright 2010 to Julie Hoverson and Weality Productions.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
And that's about all the time that we're going to use for Scald's Hall. Coming up in just a moment or so, we're going to have Canada Post